As the jackrabbit everybody was chasing Wednesday on the course at Otway Nordic Centre, Canada's Mark Ahrens earned the privilege of wearing the orange bib that designates the points leader in the Para-Nordic World Cup biathlon standings. As it turned out, nobody in that 10-kilometer men standing class race at the Para-Nordic World Cup finals had what it took to dethrone Ahrens and keep him from winning his second straight Crystal Globe as FIS points champion. The 34-year-old native of Hartsville, PEI, said clinching his first World Cup title last year at Soldier Hollow, Utah came as an unexpected bonus, but there's nothing like being on top of the world as a season champion when it happens in Canada. On a brilliant sunny and warm day on the slopes, Ahrens made up for his one missed target and was perfect on the next three trips into the range, shooting 19 for 20 in the race while clocking 27 minutes 42 seconds and 0 milliseconds. I had a little bit of rocky start with one miss right at the start but just kept plugging away at it, and the strength of consistent shooting and skiing brought my seventh win of the season, said Ahrens. When I first started I was looking up to guys capable of doing feats like this, the undefeated season, and now I'm one of those guys, so that feels really special. It sounds strange but it was just copy and paste. The same plan has been working well for me in the distance races with strong aggressive starts and keeping the pressure on. This year the shooting results have been strong and positive, and when I did falter like I did in the first bout, just being able to rely on the skiing to come through as well. Serhii Romaniuk of Ukraine, 28 minutes 37 seconds and 5 milliseconds, 0100, won silver, and Marco Mayer of Germany, 29 minutes 34 seconds and 5 milliseconds, 2010, was the bronze medalist. The IPC World Cup Crystal Globe Trophy is a glass replica of planet Earth about the size of the large grapefruit mounted on a stand. Ahrens is going to have make some more space on his mantelpiece for his third Crystal Globe, having won it in 2013 and 2023. To win a globe at home is something not all athletes get to do, and I'm really lucky to be able to do that here today, said Ahrens. It's really special. It's not just the performance in a week you get with games of championships, which are fantastic in themselves, and you build that consistency throughout the year with experience, he said. The pressure starts to add near the end of the year when you start thinking about it. In the women's standing race, Ludmila Lyasenko of Ukraine won her third gold medal in 5 days of racing para-biathlon events at Otway and wrapped up her Crystal Globe title. After 2 gold and 2 silver last week in the para-biathlon World Championships, despite 4 misses on the range on Wednesday, Lyasenko finished the 10 km course in 31 minutes 20 seconds and 9 milliseconds, winning by 17.8 seconds ahead of Ukrainian teammates Bodena Konashik, 0400, 31 minutes 38 seconds and 7 milliseconds, and Oleksandra Konashchuk, 1000, 32 minutes 4 seconds and 7 milliseconds. Natalie Wilkie of Salmon Arm was 5th, 1000, 32 minutes 41 seconds and 0 milliseconds, and Brittany Hudak of Prince Albert, Sask, was 6th, 0111, 33 minutes 1 second and 8 milliseconds. My goal today was clean shooting, so I wasn't happy with the miss in my first bout, but I made extra sure not to miss in any of the following bouts, said Wilkie. I started pretty hard on the first lap and I think maybe that's why I missed, because I went too hard. I continued to build my speed and the course got slushy and harder to ski. The corners were getting so chopped up so it became difficult to navigate those, but it was pretty fun. The snow is fast today and I was happy with how I paced myself. Other race winners Wednesday were women's sitting, Anya Wicker, Germany, 0000, 535 to 32.5, men's sitting, Taras Rad, Ukraine, 0000, 31 minutes 26 seconds and 7 milliseconds, vision impaired women, Lynn Kazmaier, Germany, 0100, 33 minutes 36 seconds and 4 milliseconds, vision impaired men, Oleksandr Kazik, Ukraine, 0011, 29 minutes 23 seconds and 4 milliseconds. In the men's sighting race, Colin Cameron of Bracebridge, Ont, was 4th, 0000, 32 minutes 14 seconds and 8 milliseconds, and Derek Zaplatinsky of Smoky Lake, Alta, was 6th, 0101, 32 minutes 49 seconds and 9 milliseconds. The next three races are cross-country events, starting with the 5 kilometers classic race Thursday. Saturday's race is a freestyle sprint and the competition wraps up Sunday with a 20 kilometers mass start freestyle. The Para-Nordic World Cup Finals race schedule is here.